This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Anytime presents the Tisha B'Av Births of Inspiration, and you're listening to your super storyteller, Maimon Albaz of Torah Shows. The reason I call myself super is because I usually use pictures and cartoons to enhance my storytelling for my dear, precious children. We're here at Camp Aguda during the 3 weeks that we are mitabel, that we are feeling more intensely the pain of the Chorban Beit HaMikdash in Galut. And I'm going to say now the 10 things that happened on Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And whoever could say it over to me after the class can get one of these amazing prizes. If you can't say all 10, you still get a treat just for trying. Of the 10 things that happened, 5 tragedies happened on the 17th day of Tammuz, and 5 things happened on Tisha B'Av. So these were major calamities, terrible things that happened to the wonderful, beautiful Geshmaka Gevaldika B'nai Yisrael. And we have to mourn it, to do tshuva from it. Riyah Mevi'ah L'Zechira, when you see something, it helps you remember. So until any time, I'm going to post pictures that will help you remember what I'm saying. This way you won't just go in one ear and out the other. I dedicate today's class in honor of my student, Yari, who became a Ger Tzedek. He became a Jew just this month. And I was zeche to be there, and we danced. And he's a very good boy. He should be blessed. Now, we all know that we love to eat. I think it's safe to say we all love to eat. But on Shivasa B'Tammuz, no one was eating because they lost their appetite when they thought of all the terrible things that happened on that day. You know, everyone loves to get a haircut and look sharp, but we don't get haircuts in the 3 weeks because in Avil, someone who's mourning doesn't get a haircut. On Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor and we mourn many different things. Most important, not having the Beis HaMikdash. Now really, every single day of your life, you should ask Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash, and we do that in davening. We say, She'ibane Beis HaMikdash, Me'er B'Yemenu. And there was once a time where there was a plague on the Jewish people, and 70,000 Jews died, and Chazal says it was a punishment because they weren't demanding the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't asking for the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm going to show you now, and my dear Talmidim are going to learn now the 5 things that happened on Shivasa B'Tammuz. The first tragedy was that it was 40 days after the B'nai Yisrael got the Torah in Har Sinai. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down, he couldn't believe his eyes, but there were actually many Jews or Erev Rav converts that were bowing down to a golden calf. And in his disgust, he smashed the Luchos. And that was a very big tragedy because, let me tell you something, the second Luchos were not as great as the first. The first was so great that the B'nai Yisrael, by accepting it, were like fixing the sin of Adam HaRishon eating from the tree. Somehow this brought them to that high level that Adam was before the sin. And if the Luchos were never broken, then there never would have been anti-Semitism, there never would have been October 7th, there never would have been the Holocaust or Spanish Inquisition or other terrible things. So that's something to definitely be very, very sad about. Now, Jews are generally not supposed to be sad. We're supposed to be very happy. We're Hashem's children, Hashem's servants. But it says in the month of Av Memaitim B'Simcha, we have to have a lot less Simcha because of these incidents that happened. The second thing that happened on Shivasa B'Tammuz was that they stopped bringing the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem wants us to bring a sheep every morning, a sheep every afternoon, known as the Karban Tamid, and then Hashem forgives us. So that's very good for our relationship to Hashem to bring such a carbon. But the Bnei Yisrael ran out of sheep, and they were not able to bribe the Goyim to send any more sheep up in a box, as for a while they were lowering jewels and gems and money and gold and silver with a note, hey, put some sheep in here, man. We'll do some business together. And then one day the Goyim stopped, and that was a very big tragedy. Without Karbanis, Klal Yisrael are missing that kapara. Another thing, a third thing that happened on Shavuot Shabbatam is, was that the Goyim broke through the walls of Yerushalayim. These were thick walls, but they broke through it, and they killed and they plundered, and it was a disaster, a tremendous calamity, a massacre. When they got into Yerushalayim, who knows how many people died. It was a Shrek Lecha time, and that happened on Shiv'asar B'Tammuz. Hashem Yimkom Dama. A fourth tragedy that happened on the 17th day of Tammuz was that Apostamus HaRasha Yemach Shemai V'Zichrei burned a Sefer Torah. One time a Rav saw a Sefer Torah that was burnt. He fainted. He couldn't see. The holy Sefer Torah with Hashem's name burned. But it happened many times in history that Goyim burned the Sfarim of the Torah. The Nazis burned so many Sfarim. What a tragedy. The Sefer Torah that we cherish, that we kiss, was burned. And in 1242 in Paris, thousands of Jewish books were burned in front of Notre Dame Cathedral because the Goyim hate the Torah. The Torah says that we're Hashem's chosen people. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to know that they were rejected from Hashem. And in the Spanish Inquisition, they burned Torah. We have to learn Torah with a fire to make up for that. A fifth thing that happened on Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz was that someone named Menashe, who was a king, who was addicted to Avodah Zarah, to idolatry, as ridiculous and crazy as that sounds, he brought an idol into the Beis HaMikdash, and that was a real shame on Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash, which is devoted to Hashem, they had the chutzpah, this man, some say was Apostamus HaRasha, the same guy that burnt the Torah, he's the one that brought in the idol. But those were five tragedies that happened on the 17th of Tammuz. Now we're going to focus on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, the first tragedy was there was a gezeirah on the Jewish people. They're not going into Eretz Yisrael. The Jews were supposed to go into Israel, but they lost that zchus, that privilege. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies, the spies came back and they said, there's no way to conquer Israel. There's giants there, and they made the Bnei Yisrael cry. And Hashem said they cried for nothing. I'll let them cry that they won't be going into Israel. And there was a gezeirah on the door of the Midbar. They would not enter Israel. And that's a tragedy for a person not to go to his home. Israel is the home of the Jews. On Tisha B'Av, the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed, which was unbelievable tragedy for Jewish people. And for the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash to be captured. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem was making miracles for us constantly. And without it, a person feels lost. The tragedy of the Churban Beis HaMikdash also was the tragedy of so many Jews that were killed. We have a chizik, and we look at the Kaisel. It's a remnant of the wall that once surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. But it breaks the heart to know that this is just a little souvenir left from that time of glory for Klal Yisrael. You know, the Goyim were so proud to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they even made a picture, a coin. And on one side had a picture of their emperor, and on the other side, a picture of a guy standing on top of a Jew, showing, I'm the master, you're the slave. And you can even see that coin today. There are still some of those coins today. It says Judea Capta, which means the Jews were captured, like hostages. Even though Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim is being rebuilt today, but it's not the same. Kol Zman that there's the mosque over there in Har HaBayis, breaks the heart. That's why some people, when they go to the Kaisel, they cry. They don't smile for the camera like some people. They want to forget that we're in Golis. The ninth tragedy that happened on Tisha B'Av was that the city of Beitar was destroyed. Beitar was a metropolis for Torah. There were so many yeshivas there, so many Beis Yaakovs, so many chadarim, and it became a bloodbath. The Jews had a leader, Bar Kokhba, who was a tremendous fighter. Rabbi Akiva thought he was Mashiach. He was so strong, he was able to catch the missiles that the Romans threw. He was able to catch it and throw it back. Mind-boggling. We're not talking about a basketball here. We're talking about a stone that's enough to smash who knows what. So that was a terrible tragedy, the massacre of the people of Beitar. And that happened 52 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the 10th thing that we're sad about in Tisha B'Av is that the holy city of Yerushalayim was plowed over with metal claws, literally breaking the buildings and breaking the soil and literally leaving no remembrance of the holy city that it once was. The city that was called Kelila Sayofi, the gorgeous city. But I want to end off with a pasuk of Nechama from Yeshaya, Parak Beis. Listen to what Yeshaya the prophet says. In the end of days, the Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem, will be established on top of the hill. And all the Goyim that are left surviving will come, many nations, and they will say, let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, and let him teach us his ways, and let us go in his path. Ki mitziyon tetzei sayra udvar Hashem mirushalayim, which means, from Zion will come out Torah. From Zion, yeah. There won't be Zionists that are anti-Torah. There'll be Zionists that are for the Torah. And the word of Hashem will come from Yerushalayim. At that time, lo yisa goy al goy cherev, lo yilmudu ayd melchama. There won't have to be any more wars. Let's thank Hashem for what Trump and Netanyahu did to counterattack Iran. And let's pray that this era of Ikus de Mashiacha should have a special Shmira Ma'alya from Hashem. We thank Hashem for the Iron Dome, which intercepted 95% of missiles. And may it be a time of Shefa, Bracha, V'Hatzlacha for all Yidden. May we be Zeicha to hear the sound of the Shofar of Eliyahu Hanavi and the coming of Mashiach ben David and Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Meir B'Yameinu. Okay, who would like to come up right now and show that he was listening and he could say over the five things that happened on Shavuot Shabbatamas and the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av? Raise your hand if you're positive you know it. This way you're not going to waste our time. Okay, we have two boys in blue. Both of you come up. We're going to see if they were listening. And you can stand behind me over here. Okay, over here. Good, good. And you can stand behind me over here. All right, try to be in the camera. We like to see Yiddish Kindelach. There was one man after the Holocaust who used to always go watch the buses take kids to school. He said, I never knew I would see Jewish kids again. He saw so many of them killed in the Holocaust. Over 1 million Jewish kids, Rechman al-San, they're sitting now learning Torah with Hashem in Gan Eden. I'm very lucky to enjoy the Torah from Hashem directly, not just from, you know, someone who thinks you know something. Okay, what's your name?
Jonathan Spitzer.
Jonathan Spitzer, and your name?
I'm Ellie Goldschmidt.
I'm Ellie Goldschmidt. Okay, are you guys ready to compete to win these basketball games? All right, so tell us, who wants to go first? Okay, so you're not allowed to listen. You have to step outside and come back as soon as he's done. Look in the window. When he leaves, you're come in. All right, thank you. No listening. Okay, tell us, what are they? Come close. I want to talk in the camera. Number one on Shavuot Shabbatamos
is Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos.
Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Good.
Number two is they stopped bringing Karbonos.
They stopped bringing the Karbonos.
The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed.
The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed.
Sefer Torah was burned.
Sefer Torah was burned.
And Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash.
Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. That's your present. It's okay. It's good enough for me. Okay, come in.
Has it more?
That, if he makes a mistake. Now, he said the first five things of Shavuot for Thomas, he got his prize. You just have to say the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, and you get a prize. Come close. We like to see Yiddish Kinder.
First and second
Beis Hamikdash were destroyed.
Sefer Torah was burnt.
I think Sefer Torah was burnt on Shavuot Sefer Thomas. But say something about a certain city that was massacred. What was the name of the city? Starts with the letter Beis. Beitar. And what was the other tragedy in Tisha B'Av? The Jews were told they can't go into where?
Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael, very good. And what was the last tragedy? What did they do to the city? They plowed the city. Very good. Enjoy. Thank you so much for participating. So Rabbi Yisai, let's thank the Kol Yaakov brothers for being mezakes harabim, and it should be a zchus that one day that Mashiach himself should be giving the drushes on Torah anytime.
You have to bench.
I have to bench.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know the show was over.
No, the show's not over. So now, you hold this. But you're not allowed to open it. I know, but he meant well. You hold this.
Exactly.
Right after the program is over, which is usually at 9:55, 3 minutes, you have to remind me of that. Or else I get to whack you on your campus. All right. Rabbi Yisai. That was amazing. I think that all of you deserve to. Be an amazing picture. Everybody stand over here. This is my annual children's program picture. Stand here. You're going to hold the Torah show velvet. Okay. You have to stay on the. No, no. No one was dismissed yet. So it doesn't mean you're dismissed. Okay. Hold it very straight. It's not good if it's bent and out of shape. All right.
Wait.
Doesn't look so straight.
Wait.
I think it's best if this is where it's in the middle here, then everything should be this slow. Very good. Okay, the more kids behind it, the better. What is this doing here? By the way, a professional photographer is always giving instructions. He's always the one saying, move this, move that. Fix this. You know, you're not there. All right. Now this, your hands can't be under it. Then it folds it up. It'll be on top. Okay. Is this straight? I think it's straight enough. Atazai. Okay, now I want to be in the picture. You take it. Wait, don't move. I have to tell you if he knows how to take a picture. What is that a picture of? The sky? Where are we aiming? Good job. Okay, whoever was in the picture, take
a
camera.
I have to bench.
Okay, everyone else dismissed. You don't have to fight, there's enough for everyone. Yes. You were in the picture?
I wasn't.
No.
Robbie, thank you.
Yeah. I didn't get any.
Never mind.
It's
on my hair.
Don't worry. Yeah, you can have yours.
Oh, take it. It's not the one, not the lollipop.
Which one? I don't like these.
I haven't worn the kitchen.
Okay.
Did your father give you anything?
My father for what? Give anything to me?
Yeah.
How about the circle?
No. Yesterday I gave him two basketball things that I just gave out for you and your brother. It's in the car.
What's in the car?
Yeah. Don't. Alpha, did you forget to give me something? Yeah, there's bound to leave one around. But you know what is? We have to have a better mahalak for organizing, like by dismissal. Like that last premise, tell the upper ups, the higher ups, that it should be seder and they leave. That's, sometimes there's food everywhere. Okay. What color is your bag?
Colors. It says,
you're sure you came in with it? Because, you know.
No, I didn't come.
Oh. Oh.
But a few people bring my bag here.
Huh. You have a here?
What?
Bring your bag here?
Yeah.
Down here, you're short?
What?
You're short down here?
Yeah.
Or maybe they brought it to your leg.
I saw the bag right here? I saw Tauntaun.
You saw Tauntaun? Yeah, Tauntaun brought it here? Which Tauntaun? Counselor or the or
the little
Tauntaun. The little Tauntaun, so I was gonna ask him.
He was holding it. No, I saw him, but he was holding it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.